In my preparation for the interview with Sister Naima Roberts, I visited the website My Idda, and I entered the website as a visitor, and there was a story there that really touched my heart. And the title of the story is "I Was Sure It Wouldn't Happen to Me, My Idda," written by Masuda Japi. And I'm just going to read for you a portion because I just have 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll direct you to the website. It starts off by saying, "I find that in some of most Muslim communities, we often prefer not to acknowledge the reality that issues like divorce exist in our world. The preference we have is to sweep anything that disturbs our state of mind under the rug and allow it to fester. But the fact that a divorce is rife in today's society, the world over, is an indication that there are millions of women out there who have experienced the trials of talaq, divorce initiated by the husband, and most to be something that we can do to help one another. We all have our misconceptions or misinformed impressions of the world. These are passed down culturally or in society. Before I got married, I truly believe that talaq was a scandalous word. It was saved for those who just did not work hard enough at their marriage, as no one would really wish to make the throne of Allah shake, now would they? Needless to say, my perspective definitely changed the day I realized I was one of those people I had branded. I begged Allah for forgiveness, for I misjudged and assumed. I wasn't married for long, a brief 5 months, although it felt like years. I was young and naive, but I wanted to do things correctly. I didn't dare to go out with boys, so we did things the way our grandparents and forefathers did. Go see the girl, like the girl, make istikhara, so it's positive, yes. Get parents to ask the girl to make istikhara, and well, the answer lies in our hands. Being the girl, it wasn't easy either. We had to be on the receiving end. The anxiety and the patience to endure it all was so much. In my story, I had gotten married 40 days after I gave my answer. I wanted to do things correctly, and we did. Bubbly, boisterous little me was going to tie the knot. It had to be done the sunnah way. Behavioral changes, mood swings, verbal outbursts and physical altercations. And I thought it was all my fault. I knew I was young and I didn't know much, so it had to be my fault, right? The roller coaster of emotion left me ripped of my self-esteem and confidence. I wasn't the same boisterous, funny, happy woman. I was self-conscious, afraid of my spouse. I was always on the edge. Eventually, the truth emerged, a hurtful one, the truth that scared me. He wasn't the person me and my family were led to believe he was. He was abusive, and he had a drug problem, all of which frightened me, leaving me anxious every time he walked into the room. The story continues on the website My Idda. Go out to the website and check it out. It is a fascinating read. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this morning. We say Jazakumullah khair to all those who contributed to the program, those from the team, the news team, from the studio operating booth. We have Abdulhaq Panjbaya, who's been pressing the right buttons this morning, as well as traffic and weather with Tufail. And then the listeners who have contributed in different ways to the program. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Jazakumullah khair for listening to Subah al-Muslim.